Hi, all. Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. Today, I'd like to talk about a business-related topic, criticism. First things first, listen to the word criticism again. Criticism. It's as if you had an A between the S and the M. Criticism. Okay, so for the second time, I'm using a newsletter you should buy technology company HP or Hewlett-Packard as inspiration. This time, what caught my eye was the vocabulary involved when you're criticizing someone's work. Or maybe I should say when you're constructively criticizing someone's work. It is still very common for people to take criticism the wrong way or to be offended. And of course, the way you deliver your criticism makes all the difference. But however, if you're planning to maintain some kind of professional interaction with American people, you probably should get used to giving and receiving constructive criticism. People say constructive feedback as well. Same thing. In the time I studied and worked in the United States, no matter what kind of project I was involved in, there always came a time when we had to meet with other people in order to get some feedback. Of course, it can be nerve-wracking, but if you're lucky enough to have a good boss and peers, you probably won't be caught off guard by that kind of meeting. So the HP newsletter I read is all about how to make criticism and the language you can use for that. I recommend reading the entire article since it's going to give you some insight into American culture, and also because I'm only going to touch on a few expressions from the article here. So just click the link here on the podcast and read it to become familiar with a lot more vocabulary related to criticism. The article splits the suggestions in three categories, and the first one is mild criticism. Mild means soft or weak, something that isn't strong or extreme. Do you get the idea of mild criticism? Mild criticism comes across more like a suggestion, but don't be fooled. If it's your boss giving you the suggestion, my guess would be you'd better take it. So listen to some phrases from the article that can be used to give mild criticism. I think it's good, but there are a couple of things I'd like changed. Here, your boss is basically saying he or she likes what you've done, and there are a few things you should change. And here's a good one. I'm not sure if the figures you quote on page 5 are completely up to date. Could you please have another look at them and adjust them if necessary? Figures means numbers. So this is an indirect way to communicate that your boss thinks you made a mistake with the numbers and they would like you to check your figures again. So let's move on to a few examples of moderate criticism. This one is, of course, a bit stronger or more comprehensive than mild criticism. It's basically fine, but it's not quite there yet. That means what you did is good, it's in the right direction, I like it, but it's not 100% yet. It's not completely right yet. After your boss says that, he or she will probably let you know in more detail what you should add or change. And here's one more. First of all, I don't think the figures that are included can be right. Could you please take another look at them? So this is another way to ask you to revise your numbers, right? But this time around, your boss is being more direct. It sounds like the mistakes you've made here are more serious than in the first example. And now let's look at a couple of examples of what the article called heavy criticism. It's taken me a few days to get back to you with my feedback because there are quite a few points that I like to discuss with you. The article points out that quite a few means a lot, and I would agree with that. When your boss says there are a few points to discuss, he or she means many points to discuss. When they say, "Do you have a minute? I'd like to discuss something with you," they really mean, "Do you have a half hour?" and so on. And here's one more. Do you see what I'm getting at? Does this make sense? Your boss is asking you if you understand what he or she is saying, if you're getting the point, if you see what they mean. These are very common phrases to check whether you understand, whether you get what they're saying. Do you see what I'm getting at? Does this make sense? So these were my chosen examples for this podcast. I disagree with how the author of the article classified the expressions. Some of them don't sound like heavy criticism to me, but I guess it really would depend on the content of the criticism. And what you might notice when you read through the list is that people usually try not to sound aggressive when they're giving someone feedback. Many people use mild words and expressions to deliver their criticism. So tell us, have you received some criticism at work recently? How was it delivered? What do you think about the expressions mentioned in the article? Talk to you next time.